Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, sports fans? I am your host, DW, for another edition of Inside the War Room. We are on our 16th episode. Tonight, we will be joined by special guest Dan Jordan, former Penn State Nittany Lion and Lock Haven player. He's a long snapper. Believe it or not, I am bringing on a long snapper on tonight. And special teams players are people, too. That's Rich Eisenick's famous saying, or punters are people, too. NFL Combine Week, a really big week for a lot of individuals. A big shout-out to Steven Nelson. Wish him the very best. I know he will be competing in the Combine this week. Tonight's special guest, Dan Jordan, will be joining us. He's got quite the journey. He's 5'11", 250, a really great guy I've got to know over the last few months. He's going to describe his game. I know long snappers are something that a lot of people don't know about. So it's going to be a unique opportunity for you, the listener, to understand the life of a long snapper, a guy that's played at a big program and, you know, worked his way up and now is looking for a chance to make an NFL roster. He'll also talk about who he compares his game to, as well as the famous three-wish segment. Also, I would encourage you, if you've missed any of these interviews in their entirety, check them out at NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. Really great content there. We have guests from Aaron Wilmer to Steven Nelson to Spencer Lynn. I've had a whole bunch of different guys. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on tonight, Jordan or Dan Jordan. Dan, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful tonight. Kind of bundled up. I'm not used to the cold probably like you are in your neck of the woods. But, you know, you'll laugh at me. I'm a South Carolinian, so we get an inch of snow and everyone freaks out. So
I hear you. It's pretty cold here today. I think it was -7 when I woke up this morning. So it's pretty chilly here also.
So. Oh, you'll laugh at me. It's probably about 29 degrees. So
that's paradise compared to what I'm dealing with. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that. So, Dan, I've told our listeners a little bit about you so far. I said a little bit about Penn State and Lock Haven. We'll also jump into, I told them your size. And we'll jump more into what's going on with your final steps in your college journey going forward to your NFL journey. We want to tell your listeners what's going on. So I'm just going to jump straight into the skinny and ask you about your high school to college experience. What schools were looking at you, and what did your high school coaches prepare you for the next level?
I guess I can kind of just give you a little bit of background on my story. So out of high school, I was rated one of the top long snapping prospects in the country. This rating was according to Ray Guy's Kicking and Snapping Camp. So that's what you do when you're in high school. As a long snapper, if you want to increase your skills or whatever, try and get exposure that way. So I went to Ray Guy's camp, which is called prosnapper.com. So after I got rated one of the top snappers in the country, I had numerous D1AA preferred walk-on opportunities. But, I guess at this time you could kind of say I was young and naive because I was really kind of yearning for that signing day experience, if you know what I mean. So kind of really wanting to put on a hat and kind of get my 15 minutes of fame per se, but at the time I had Towson want me to prefer walk on. My mom is a Kansas State grad and everything. My cousin is Jordy Nelson, so he's from Kansas State, so we had connections there. I had preferred walk on there. But, I mean, I wasn't getting money. So at the time, IUP, a Division II school in the PSAC conference I just played in this past season, it's here in Pennsylvania. PSAC's arguably one of the most dominant conferences here in the country, I'd say, when it comes to Division II football. They offered me a partial scholarship to play there, so I kind of took the offer. The current coach, head coach at the time, was one of the legends, I'd say, in our sport, Luke Tepper. Coach Tepper was actually at Illinois and was also a defensive line coach, I believe, or linebackers coach at LSU, so Coach Tepp has been around, and Coach Tepp really just had those Christian values, and they just really aligned with my beliefs and had very similar morals and ethics to like which my parents tried to raise me on. So Coach Tepp and IUP seemed like the right decision at the time, signed with IUP, went there my freshman year, but as I was saying before, I was born and raised in State College, kind of at IUP, not feeling like I was in the right fit. I was comparing everything to Penn State. So my mom was actually the head track and field coach at Penn State for 15 years. So during my freshman year at IUP, I guess you could just say I was homesick. I mean, as most freshmen are, moving away from home, kind of new environment, wasn't loving it. And I was still, as I said, I was comparing everything to Penn State. So I wanted to come back home to Penn State, had a 75% tuition discount because my mom was at Penn State. So during my sophomore year, I actually transferred back to Penn State sophomore spring. And immediately upon my return to Penn State, I walked onto the Penn State varsity track and field team. So I eventually worked hard as a hammer and weight thrower. So I throw the hammer in the outdoor season, 35-pound weight during indoor season. And actually, by my senior year, I worked so hard at it that I ended up qualifying for both the Big Ten indoor and the Big Ten outdoor championships. So I think a lot of that, and I'm now actually trying to stay warm here, bundled up in my varsity letterman jacket. So that's kind of a perk of being a Penn State varsity letter winner, and it's been an honor and a real privilege to be a part of that. So, but I think most of that just comes back to my work ethic. And obviously, I was a 35-pound weight thrower right when I started work when I got there. But I ended up being a 55-foot weight thrower by the time I was all said and done. So, I guess. When I got to Penn State, I still had an itch that needed to be scratched with football, though. I mean, I was there. I was just not – I was a football player, raised in football, long snapper, and I wasn't snapping. So I was, like, kind of bummed. But so I got to my junior year, actually, and I wanted to give football another shot. So I tried out in actually both the fall and the winter of 2012-2013 year. Unfortunately, things didn't work out for me, so I kind of just refocused my attention back to track and field and kind of thought at the end of those tryouts, I was like, you know what, it looks like football's going to be over for me. But I guess I made a lasting impression on some of the coaching staff. At the time, that was Coach O'Brien's coaching staff, so I did do something there. And actually, during my senior year at Penn State, so Coach O'Brien's last year, the 2013-2014 season, following, I think we played at Giant Stadium. It was like one of our games against Syracuse. Following that game, that immediate Sunday after, I actually received a phone call from one of the coaches at Penn State informing me that he was extending a roster spot for me to be a long snapper, part of the Penn State football team. I mean, growing up in State College, coming back to Penn State, all my dreams were coming to fruition just right away, just like that. And unfortunately, though, for me, another coach about a week later called me back, and they said they hadn't discussed this position of offering me a roster spot on the team with their entire staff before they did it. So, unfortunately, I was on the team at Penn State for about a week before they ended up cutting ties with me. So, needless to say, I was crushed. I mean, had all my dreams right in my hand there, and I just was, like, just devastated. I mean, anybody who's ever had depression before, I definitely can sympathize with that, because it took until about Christmas last year just for me to kind of get back up on my horse and just keep on riding. So, however, now I guess looking back on this story, I mean, a lot of people view that as a negative, but I guess now I kind of view it in a positive light, because the story about how I overcame adversity, and I think that's huge, especially as an athlete trying to pursue an NFL dream right now. As I previously mentioned, I grew up in that Penn State area. and I had many of my friends who were sons and daughters and coworkers within the Penn State Athletic Department. So I don't think it was until probably last March, last April maybe, I was sitting around a fire pit with a couple of my best friends, David Trunzo, who played soccer at St. Francis, and then Chris Venturino, who Chris had been a longtime friend of mine, and Chris's dad was actually the director of ops at Penn State, and he was kind of Joe Pa's right-hand man, would go out and help Joe Pa on numerous tasks and everything, and anytime when Joe was still coaching there, he'd always see Mr. Venturino right next to him. And Chris kind of was like, we're all just talking, we're just kind of shooting the crap, what are we going to do, what are we doing for moving forward, are you getting jobs, we're just all talking, catching up with one another. And Chris kind of said, you know what, maybe you should use your fifth year somewhere. And I was like, you know, I'd love to do that. I'd love to keep on snapping, but what do you think? And Chris actually informed me that one of his dad's former colleagues at Penn State was John Allen. And Coach Allen is actually the current head football coach here at Lock Haven University. Chris thought, you know, maybe you should give Coach Allen a call in form of this mutual connection, which I have with him, and see if I could snap while obtaining my graduate degree at Lock Haven University. And, I mean, the rest is kind of history from there. Coach Allen, the Lock Haven football staff, this past year just really opened me, like, just welcomed me with open arms. I mean, they were right from the get-go. I knew I was going to be a part of this team. I knew I was going to make an immediate impact, and that's what I did. I mean, I really had, honestly, a storybook ending as a long snapper. I mean, not too many long snappers are trying to pursue their career for that fifth year, but I knew that if I had an itch that needed to be scratched, and Lock Haven provided me with that ability to kind of scratch that itch. And I started every game this past season. I helped with the special teams unit for punts and field goals with my long snapping ability. And I guess I was really blessed that I was actually nominated to play in two All-Star games this past year. So I played in the National Bowl this past December, and then I also played in the Dream Bowl this past Martin Luther King Day. Both games I had standout performances. In the National Bowl, I had a punter who actually ended up winning special teams MVP. So I'd like to say that it had something to do with a little bit of the snapper help. And then the Dream Bowl actually presented me with kind of a unique situation that I've never been faced with, or I'd be willing to say that no other long snapper had ever been faced with before in their life. The executive director of this game, Neil Malbone, asked me if I wanted to snap for both teams prior to that game. And my mom was telling me, she's like, oh, you're writing your own will. This is going to be terrible for you. I mean, there's scouts here. Everybody's here. You're snapping for both teams. This could be really bad. But after thoughtful consideration, I thought, you know what? This could be one of the last times I'm putting on the shoulder pads. Let's do it. So I accepted this challenge. And actually, with that Dream Bowl performance, I ended up snapping what is now considered, I guess, a world record with I'd snapped 18 total long snaps in the game. So I'm actually in a discussion with Guinness Book right now, trying to get it officialized and everything, trying to get a plaque on the wall. But it appears of now that I have a world record for the most individual long snaps taken in a single game, and that's by one individual. So, and I guess it was kind of neat, nice closure that my performance within that game was enough to actually earn me the 2015 Special Teams MVP at the Dream Bowl. So I'd have to say that I was really blessed with how everything happened. I definitely had everything at my fingertips at Penn State and then kind of lost it all. Just taking the carpet was pulled right out from beneath my feet, but I really feel like I bounced back nicely and I overcame a lot. And that's Lock Haven provided me with a ton of opportunity, and I made some great connections down at these bowl games with that. So that's kind of my story from where I'm coming from.
Well, I have to admit, that was probably the longest first answer I've ever gotten, and it pretty much hit on all the details I wanted to talk about. I was going to talk to you about Lou Tepper. I mean, you already hit it on the head. He's one of the biggest legendary coaches in the business. He's a linebacker specialty. He's at Buffalo now as the defensive coordinator. He's been there for two seasons. I was going to ask you about the FCS Bowl and the Dream Bowl. I did notice you out there. I wasn't at the game, but I was watching it. So I did know you were taking a lot of snaps.
It was crazy. I mean, it was the weirdest thing, I think, for me was I had a blue jersey on. And, I mean, if you watch the games, I mean, I felt good. I snapped a perfect game through 3.5 quarters. I got to that fourth quarter, and I was just I didn't care what side I was on. I was just praying that our offense could move the ball because it was just like my legs were shot. But like, I'm good to snap a field goal snap now, but, and I mean, I had a lot of coaches and scouts come up to me at the end of the game, and they were just like, what you just did was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. Like, don't even worry if you had a bad snap or whatever. When in an NFL game are you going to snap 18 long snaps? And I'm like, well, I appreciate you guys being able to consider that and everything. So, I mean, it was definitely a challenge, but it was a lot of fun. And I think the thing with these bowl games that a lot of people don't realize is just the friendships and the connections you made. I mean, I made some networking and everything that extends more than just to football. It extends to meeting people, and I've learned a lot and made a lot of great experiences. So I was definitely extremely blessed. So.
Well, the guys I mentor, and June, I think I mentor yourself. I think you consider me a mentor figure. That I tell everyone, to any case you can get a chance to, you know, showcase yourself, do it. If you have a chance to go to a combine, do it. And I think you've definitely capitalized on your opportunities, not only, you know, through your off season, but, you know, throughout your career. You know, it started off small, and then you got a huge blessing at Penn State. And then, you know, you finished up your Penn State career. It wasn't ideal, but then you got back on your feet and had one more good season at Lock Haven. And, you know, I think the staff there has a lot to provide. They've got a lot of fire. I know the program's has the best reputation, but I know the coaching staff has a lot to provide to guys like yourself.
Kind of elaborate on that fact is that, I mean, yeah, historically I grew up 45 minutes down the road from Lock Haven. I knew of Lock Haven's terrible reputation. I mean, longest losing streak in the country. But, I mean, I really think that we've changed head coaches. Coach Allen was Coach Allen was at Penn State with Paterno in one of his last seasons up there. And, I mean, things are just so different here. I mean, we have a winning mentality. And, I mean, we're competitive now. We're hanging with the IUPs, the Cal U's. I mean, the giants of our conference, we're hanging neck and neck going four quarters of football. So I'm excited now as an alum to look back and kind of say, this is going to be cool to see where this program's going, because I really think the vision here is excellent, and I think it's going to be fun to see. We had a starting offensive line that were all freshmen this past year. We just need to see these guys mature and, I mean, go neck and neck. I think we can honestly contend for a PSAC title, and I know you probably know a lot about the PSAC, but it's a conference that is a force to be reckoned with. So it's kind of cool to see this program grow and be a part of that maturation process. So it's pretty cool.
They do have a competitive conference. I am very familiar with it. Let's move into another part of my show, or our show, I should say. We've only got about 11 minutes left. Player comparisons. Who do you mold your game around, and who do you like in the NFL? And then I'm going to give my comparison. I call it the shadow comparison. I'll give my comparison of who you remind me of in the league, because I watched your film.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could say that being a Center County native and everything, I feel like I have a body frame that's pretty similar to that of John Kondo. So John Kondo's a snapper for the Oakland Raiders. We have very similar body type. He's arguably one of the best snappers now. I think he's been in the league for 15 years. So I guess that's probably my player comparison. He's kind of a player that I look up to as a snapper. But, I mean, when it comes to snappers, there's a lot of good ones out there. But I think at the same time, I view these guys as role models, but I don't think they have any characteristics or do anything better than which I do. I mean, coming into this draft, I consider myself the top prospect entering the draft just because I've rolled with the punches, and I feel like I have ability that stacks up pretty equally with these guys. So,
John Kondo is I've always respected. You know, I'm a Dolphins fan. I respect John Denny. I know he makes plays. So, you know, I'm very familiar with long snappers. I've watched your game a few times just because, you know, different takes. I'm looking at you at a former Baylor star, John Weeks, who plays Houston Texans.
I like that comparison also because he's a little undersized also when it comes to height, but very athletic. And I think that's one thing that needs to be mentioned is that, I mean, I was born to an athletic family, which God really blessed me with. So, I would agree with that comparison also. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
John Weeks is a guy, as you said, he's very athletic. He's smaller, but he's athletic. Something that, you know, a lot of people forget to mention in your background, which you touched on quite a bit in the opening part, was your athletic ability in the track field. You know, John Weeks was also, you know, a very good athlete. I think you bringing your track background, doing various things in the track, track field, I think that that's going to be a huge plus to you, as well as, you know, what you've brought to the table with three teams and the Dream Bowl, which, you know, I think that's going to be a huge accomplishment. Moving into my last segment of my show is what I call the three wish segment. I hate to speed this up, but, you know, you hit on a lot of the points that I was going to bring up. So, three wishes. I'm your genie. You found a bottle and you've summoned me out of my bottle. You get three wishes to wish for whatever you want in the world. The only thing is you can't wish for instant transmission to the NFL or instant jump to the NFL. You can't make a team, a CFL team, AFL team, but you can wish for anything else you want.
I guess my three wishes would be to, I guess, make a training camp here. I mean, I guess you can kind of see that I pretty much, so that'd be my first wish, is just to get into training camp somewhere. I mean, obviously that's not going to happen right away, but after the draft, if there's a couple people looking for spots in free agency, I'd love to at least be a contributor in training camp and at least get my foot in the door kind of thing. And then second wish would be, I guess, to at least continue to play somewhere. I mean, I have such a love for the sport and everything that, as I said, I mean, just coming back this last year, I just really got a real taste of football. And I just need to be a part of it because this game has meant so much to me that, I mean, it doesn't even have to be the NFL. If a CFL opportunity presents itself, I'd love to do that also. I just want to keep on playing. I want to put the pads back on and keep on snapping. And then I guess third wish would be just to continue to broaden my networks and make these connections with people and just keep on getting exposure like this. I think, honestly, I did a radio show on Saturday, which was awesome, and just being able to have these opportunities just to get my name out there as a snapper. A lot of people don't hear about snappers until you screw up. So I think just blessed to have these opportunities with you guys. I'm very grateful for them, and I appreciate you taking your time to at least reach out to me and kind of get the word out there a little bit.
I'm going to continue to try to work your name out there. We still have 2 months until, you know, the big night of the NFL draft. You know, let's be honest, likely it's not likely to hear your name draft on draft day, but hopefully maybe the day after with undrafted free agents or, you know, possibly, you know, camp invites. I'm really hoping I can get your name out there. I still have a few connections in the league. I will try to reach out to some of these guys. Don't like to answer the phone, but, you know, it's what it is. I'm going to –
yeah, well,
here's the last
I mean, that'd be great. Well, I really appreciate it, so thank you so much.
You're welcome. Here's my last question and last segment of the show. I like to call it sell yourself out to a general manager. I'm guessing since you're from the PA area, you're probably a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Yes, sir, I am. I mean, Pittsburgh Steelers are my team, but also now that Jordy's with and he's being my cousin and everything, I guess you also have to say I'm kind of a Packers fan. So,
Well, let's say you've worked out with Kevin Colbert, who's the new general manager for the Steelers, or not new, but the general manager for the Steelers. He's been there for a while, great reputation. He brought you in for a private workout. You just had a really good snapping session. You impressed him on the bench press, and the scouts leave the room, and it's just you and him. And he's given you 3 minutes to sell yourself to him. Why is Dan Jordan, long snapper, a good fit for my program, or for my team, excuse me?
I think the five things that kind of make me stand out from anybody else is my work ethic, my positive attitude. I have obviously a known ability to overcome adversity. I believe I have strength and size. I've already put up some numbers at my first combine. I have 2 more pro days coming up. I have a pro day, hopefully at Penn State, which I'm working with my agent to get into right now. I'm for sure in at Temple's pro day, and I'm extremely goal-oriented, and I'm really focused and persistent on achieving this goal. So, I mean, I'm going to get knocked down. I realize that the NFL is a fraternity, so if I can just be a pledge and get in there and get into that fraternity, I think that would be awesome. So I think those five things kind of, if I have 3 minutes to tell a coach, you tell me how to jump, you say jump, I'll ask how high. I mean, I'm extremely work-oriented, and I'm very much a team player. It's not like if you have me and a kicker, as you see many times with specialists, they kind of go off into their own world and they just do their own thing. I'm going to be there nudging shoulders. If I'm with the Steelers, I'm going to be nudging shoulders with Ben Roethlisberger. I'm going to be right in the mix. I want to be a part of the team. I want to help the team. That's what I did this past year. I went to offensive line meetings, even though it wasn't necessary, just to kind of mature these young guys that we had coming up. And I feel that snappers are often overlooked, just as kind of thrown to the side. But I really feel that if I'm a part of a team, I'm going to bring everybody's game up, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to do that. So.
And the crowd goes wild. Great answer. I think you hit on a few key points that, you know, a general manager would be thrilled to have. Something like, you know, leadership. I think that can't be taught, you know, something that you want to go and help people. That's something that general managers look at all the time in scouts. You also hit on, you know, you want to improve no matter what the cost is. Your work ethic is enormous, and I think that's very crucial in the evaluation process. And, you know, Rich Eisenick always said something very, very funny, but I think it's true, that punters are people too. I know you're not a punter, but just the little people in the animation really can make an impact. And I think you have the great mindset, the work ethic, and, you know, the desire to make it to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely am, have the tools. I just got to get out there and use them now. I think that's the only thing. And as I said before, I just really appreciate your time and everything and being able to kind of get the word out there and at least get my name on some big boards and kind of get some teams interested, because honestly, I do believe that entering this draft, there's nobody who's better than me as a snapper. So, and that's just me being confident in my abilities, not trying to be arrogant, but at the same time, I just would like a shot, and I think I'm going to make the most of it. So,
sports fans, draft fans, NFL fans, whatever fans listening, thank you for taking your time out of your day this evening to listen to a great interview I've had with Dan Jordan, who played at Penn State, finished up his career at Lock Haven. Great young man with a great head on his shoulders, 5'11", 250. He's set a world record. 18 snaps in one game, which is insane. He told his story. He's worked with Lou Tepper, legendary coach. Check him out if you want to follow him on Twitter. Oh, I forgot to write you down your Twitter tag. Hold on. It is at SnapYouLongTime. That's a pretty funny Twitter tag there.
Yeah, I try and keep it light, try and keep it witty. So that's what it's all about. So.
If you want to follow his NFL journey or his going forward to his NFL journey, check him out on Twitter. And if you missed this interview in its entirety, NFLDraftRoom.com/interview, Dan's interview will be down there. So, Dan, thanks for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for your time, and we'll stay in touch here.
Definitely. Take care.
All right, bye now.
Dan Jordan, long snapper, great guy, great mentality, great work ethic. I think a team, a steal of a special teams player. People get looked over all the time in special teams, but I think Dan Jordan has something special there. 5'11", 250. He reminds me of John Weeks. I do watch special teams film, so don't think I don't. Do not. So with that being said, hope everyone has a great evening. Stay warm wherever you're listening from. I'm freezing in my apartment. But I hope everyone has a great night. Can't wait to bring you another edition of Inside the War Room tomorrow night. I do not have my sheet in front of me to tell you who it is. But I look forward to bringing you the 17th edition. And a big shout-out to Dan Jordan. Thanks for coming on tonight. And if you missed the interview at all, NFL Draft War Room, warroom.com/interviews. Have a great night, everyone. Take care.